Hello, That Gaming Podcast listeners. I'm Corey, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast, Game Pass or Pass. Like our friends Alex and Ben, we value ours and your time. With so many games on Xbox Game Pass, it can be overwhelming. And how do you know what you should and shouldn't be playing? That's where Game Pass or Pass comes in. Join Basher and myself weekly as we tell you what games you should be playing and what games you should simply pass on by. Subscribe to Game Pass or Pass wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now, enjoy this episode of That Gaming Podcast.
Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody?
Hello. We are
back with another episode, and we are going to be doing our new formula again. We're going to talk a couple of different things. We're going to talk about the Pokemon announcement on Sunday, the 27th of February. It's the first one of this year. And going to talk about GT7. Looking forward to Gran Turismo 7 coming out on Friday. Alex, you can pick that up. And he's the timer waiting. He's just waiting on that timer. Literally sitting here right now staring at... No, just kidding. We've got Horizon 2. We're going to talk some more about that. Last episode, if you were listening and you're coming back, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming back to the show. We were talking about it toward the end there and really felt like there was more to say. It's a massive game, as everybody out there right now playing it knows.
Right.
So we're excited to talk about that today. But before we do, I'm just going to mention a few things up top like we normally do. We've got the email address so you can send in your questions, your comments, games you want us to cover on the show, or things that maybe, you know, we're talking a lot about the AAA titles, the main games that come out. We like any and all games, and I've played a lot of indie games. I know, Alex, you played some indie games. So if there's any games that out there that fall through the cracks, you're like, you guys probably really like this, you should try it out. Feel free to email us. You can send it to that askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com, and we will check that right away. I will follow up with you, and if you don't want to be heard on the show, that's fine. You can just let us know that. But otherwise, we'll probably discuss on the show as well. We want to hear from you. We want to get everybody engaged here. Then I've also got my Twitter account. It's at TGPodBen, and you'll see link every Friday for that episode so that you can share that with friends. And or if you just need a place to find the links to be able to listen to the episode, hopefully you follow us and you subscribe when you do find it so that's in your feed. But that's a good place to get that RSS feed and get it into your app, whatever app you use. And then Facebook has some videos up there you can watch. They're usually 5 to 10 minutes, and it's just gameplay footage with our podcast audio on it. We've started to do some other posts on there too. Alex, I think you posted a Horizon screenshot that you had. I posted the trailer for the new Pokemon games that are announced.
Right.
And so we'll just be doing things like that from time to time. If you follow us on Facebook, we'd appreciate it. And you'll get news and just fun little stuff like that from the show. But other than that, that's about all we have. You can go in the show notes, and I'll have all that detailed there if you need to check any of that out. Leave us a review. That's in the show notes, too.
We like reviews.
Reviews help us move up the algorithm, as we always say. And everything is algorithms, so... I would go out on the rooftop and shout about the podcast, but I don't think that'll work as much as the algorithm will. So we're not going to do that. But anyway, I digress. If you like the show, support us. We'd love it if you did. So we are going to talk about the Pokemon announcement.
Woohoo!
So on Sunday, the 27th, they did a Pokemon Presents, and it's just their way of presenting direct to you the information. It's always on their YouTube page, so you can tune in and watch it. And it started off with kind of the same order they usually do. Mm-hmm. They talk about all their little mobile games they have out there and some new content updates and things that are going on. So I'll just touch on all those briefly because there's so many of them that they have going now.
Tell me about it.
The Alolan Pokemon from Sun and Moon Games that were on the 3DS, those Pokemon are now in Pokemon Go, starting as of March 1st. So this week, you probably already are catching some of them Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're bringing the whole set. They had some here and there, but mm-hmm. for special events and stuff. But they're bringing the whole set of Pokemon. Pokemon Masters EX, which we covered all the way back on the one of the first episodes of this podcast. Yeah. that game is 2.5 years strong now. Wow. And they are giving players 3,000 gems just immediately to celebrate the 2.5 year anniversary. And there's new trainers coming to the game. You can check out more details online about who those are. Pokemon Cafe Remix. It's a puzzle game, kind of like those other gem games. We always talk about this. What is that one called? It's from Zynga. I don't remember what they're called. I don't play them. It's the gem games, you know, where you match the gems.
Candy Crush?
Yeah, Candy Crush. I think like 3 episodes ago, I did the same thing with you. And you're like... Anyway.
We don't play those games, that's why.
No, I really don't. And I don't have anything against them, I just don't play them.
No, no.
It's the Pokemon version. There's little Pokemon faces. Mm-hmm. They're celebrating Pokemon Day, and which is around, I think was the 27th, actually. And you're going to get a celebratory Bulbasaur, Alex's favorite Pokemon.
Oh, cabbage.
And it has a crown on its head.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
I guess it's a princess or something. okay. You can get a shiny Piplup as well, and you can get 11 items. Wait, no. Opportunity to use the new delivery feature 11 times with no cost. Okay.
Wow.
So some new feature. Pokemon right. Unite, which was released last year on Switch, and now it's on mobile. This is that Battle Royale Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
You can now, for the first time in the game, you can get the mythical Pokemon Hoopa.
Hoopa.
And you can earn its Unite license, so you can battle with it. Also, Duraludon is also coming to the game in the future, which is like some dragon Pokemon.
Duraludon.
They also announced that Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, the games came out in November, they now have a option to get Oak's letter through the mystery gift function. So you can get this letter through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And what that letter lets you do is you can go to Route 224 and you can talk to Professor Oak, and he will assist you in getting the mythical Pokemon Shaymin. So you have an opportunity to catch that Pokemon, this little hamster, grass hamster, little Pokemon. So it's just a new thing to celebrate Pokemon Day on the and new thing for players of that game. Then they also announced that Pokemon Legends Arceus has a new software update. It's called the Daybreak update. And mm-hmm. this is allowing players to investigate these mass outbreaks of Pokemon. So now on your map, you might see an icon that looks like an image of a Pokemon. If you go to that area on your map, you'll encounter like 4 or 5 of that same Pokemon at once. And so it's a way that you can capture all of these really quickly. And if you're working on your Pokedex, and you might be able to capture some rare Pokemon and work on those entries. They also say that you'll have a chance to battle powerful opponents like legendary Pokemon and wardens in this new battle area. So it's an area in the village, the main town, and you can go there and you can talk to someone, and you go into the battle arena and you can do these new battles that you didn't have options for before. It's kind of an end game content thing. If you've got all your Pokemon maxed out and you want some challenge, mm-hmm. this is the area you go to challenge your skills.
Some end game content, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then you can also enter this code in the mystery gifts and you get a bunch of different items. They're going to give away 90 Pokeballs for free. So that's pretty cool.
Oh,
have to do that. I haven't done it yet.
And in that game, you could use those because you have to keep making those Pokeballs.
Correct. Yeah, you have to keep crafting.
So that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, that helps out. But then the biggest announcement of all was that they are coming out with a new Pokemon game, new generation. Mm-hmm. Generation 9 will start this year, late this year, in 2022. The Pokemon games are called Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet.
Okay.
Some unofficial reporting just through Twitter, I saw people saying it kind of looks like it's inspired by Spain. So this might have...
I can see that, actually, as I'm watching the trailer.
European, mm-hmm. Spanish influence. There's a beach area, but there's also, like, cities and towns.
Mm-hmm.
And the coolest thing is it takes cue from Pokemon Arceus, and you can run around in the wild areas and seamlessly transition right into a town.
Nice.
For most RPG players, they're like, yeah, so, I mean, you can do that now. But Pokemon hasn't done that ever. And so
it's new.
They're finally taking these steps with the power of the Nintendo Switch hardware. They're finally taking these steps to go into, you know, new lands and new territory with their games. And so no borders blend seamlessly into the wilderness, it says. So you'll see these towns and you'll be running around in them and you can see wild Pokemon out in the grass.
So that's awesome. Pretty cool. I like that. That's a change.
They also announced the three new starter Pokemon. There's a little grass cat Pokemon called Sprigatito.
Yeah, I saw that. Sprigatito.
Yeah. There's a fire croc Pokemon. His name is Fuecoco.
I think sounds like Latin or something in Spanish. Coco.
Yeah. Fuecoco. He looks fun. The laid-back fire croc Pokemon that does his things at his own pace. That's me.
That's you right there in a nutshell. That's your new Pokemon now, your favorite Pokemon right there.
The cat says it's a capricious, attention-seeking grass cat Pokemon. And then Quaxly is the duckling Pokemon, and it's the water Pokemon. And it says the earnest and tidy duckling Pokemon. He looks like Donald Duck with a hat.
Okay.
It's kind of goofy looking.
I see him, yeah. Like a blue hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Yeah.
So that's the announcement. And it had a little video. And at first the video had like this live action.
Security guard walking around.
Yeah, it was a live action security guard. And he's like going around this in Game Freak headquarters, the people who make the games. And it was like... Is this a Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie? Or like, what was this? That's what I thought it was because it was live action.
Right.
And then the logos came up and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm excited for it. I'm kind of apprehensive a little bit because like I was telling you through two text messages, I'm like, they have been making Pokemon games nonstop every year since 2016.
Holy cow.
I think that's what it is. 2016.
Yeah, you're right. 2016.
And not just... Not one Pokemon game a year, like several.
No, several.
Several DLCs. I mean, a couple DLCs in there. Like, just a lot. They've made a lot of Pokemon games, and I'm kind of like, okay.
How many more do you have to throw at me?
Yeah.
The question of the hour is, which one are you getting? Are you getting Scarlet or are you getting Violet?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. It depends on what... Pokemon you can get in each game. I'm kind of leaning towards Scarlet because I like red. Red's one of my favorite colors, but I don't know. Violet might be I got Pokemon Blue back in the day, so do I get Violet?
So it depends what Pokemon they announce with each side, basically. Okay. We'll have to revisit that.
Yeah, we definitely will. I saw some people online be like, Scarlet and Violet are not opposite colors. I'm like, come on. Is this what we're going to be mad about, really?
It's like, that's not the point. That's not the point. It's just colors, man.
For fun.
For fun. I like the names. Scarlet and Violet. Like, I would never have thought they went with those colors. And I like how they went, you know, Diamond and the other one, and then they went none back to colors again. It's like, oh, okay. So. Yeah.
Cool. I just got a tweet that says pre-orders have gone live for the game. So there you go.
Oh, there you go. But you have to wait to know what you get with
Which ones you can catch.
Which Pokemon to get, yeah.
All right. So that's the announcement. I'm sure everyone is excited. And if you are excited, email us. Let me know what Pokemon starter you want, what game you're going to get. Yada, yada, yada.
Speaking of pre-orders. I was going to say, it's a good nice. Segue you got there. Speaking of pre-orders, next thing on our list is Gran Turismo 7. Correct. 7, which I'm very excited for. I've been waiting since the last game. The last game was okay. It came out on PS4. I think it was, for PS4. Mm-hmm. It was all right. It wasn't all that. But this one looks stunning.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a solid new entry. Like that. I think that other entry. One was kind of a half entry kind of thing, right?
Half entry kind of thing. And it sounds like they brought a bunch of nostalgia things into it. From what I remember, from what I read briefly, they have like the whole license thing again, where you have to get your licenses from the first game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that. I thought, oh, that's something for me to do. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. So by the time you guys listen to this, the game would have been out, but we're recording it before the game comes out. So I've not played. I've already pre-ordered. I have it, installed somewhat on my system here. You can get two versions, apparently, if you want to pre-order. No matter what you pre-order, you still get a few contents with your choice. I think it's where was it? I just had it. Well, I'll come back to it if I remember it by
you get two versions like Pokemon.
well, okay. So let me rephrase. You're right. No, so you have two choices for the pre-order. You have the standard edition, which is $70, or you have the deluxe. If you do the standard edition, you basically just, get the game and that's about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you get, I'm trying to remember what it was, but you do get some other, I think you get like a Toyota car and something else because you're pre-ordering. So you do get some vehicles for it. But you order, so you get something. But if you are.
Let me click on it here since I haven't pre-ordered it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, tell me, because on my side, I can tell you what the deluxe version has, which is a list full of things. But the deluxe version, while waiting for it to open,
here you go. Ready?
Tell me.
Pre-order any edition of Gran Turismo 7 to receive 100,000 credits.
Ah, there you go.
3-car pack, including the Mazda RX Vision GT3 Concept Stealth Mode.
There we go. That's a mouthful.
The Porsche 917 Living Legend. And the Toyota Supra GT500.
I knew there's a Toyota in the list. I remember Toyota reading Toyota. So that's what you get if you pre-order whichever version. Mm-hmm. If you pre-order the digital deluxe edition, you get, first of all, entitlement to both PS4 and PS5 titles. So if you have a PS4 you want to play, you have it for free as well. Because you bought the deluxe version. You also get 1,500,000 in-game credits, which is, I'm sure, a lot. Mm-hmm. You get this one is for me because you get like a special Toyota Yaris. I remember the Yaris in the old game. It's like a little small slow car in my opinion. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. You get 30 PSN avatars. So I'm sure it's going to be like a bunch of cars you can select maybe.
That's cool.
Maybe driver profiles, I guess. And then you get the official soundtrack. It is all for $89. I did not go for that because I'm like, I'll make the money. I'll make myself work for it. It makes it more fun. And two, the Toyota is not that fancy for me. I'm like, I'll go. And I'm not playing on the PlayStation 4 anyway, so I'm going straight into the PS5 with this. And the soundtrack is okay, but
yeah. The standard does give you the PS4 and PS5. If you buy the $70 one.
Yes, that is right. Yes, I should correct that. I'm mainly excited also because I'm going to play it on the PlayStation 5, and this game was actually one of the games they teased when the PS5 first came out for a long time. Like here we are over a year later, and here he is finally. And if you go to the PlayStation website, it actually talks about what you get with the PS5 features, such as it says, you get stunning visuals, obviously. You get with support of 4K and a target of 60 FPS. So you're going to be playing in 60 FPS. 4K, no choppy, no That's nothing, beautiful. About. And you and me just got 4K TVs, so I'm like, okay, I like that.
I do too. That's good.
The loading is going to be super fast, which I like a lot. Mm-hmm. That's in any game you play on PS5, the loading is super fast, anyways. I like the triggers, the adaptive triggers they're mentioning. Mm-hmm. So they're saying here, basically, in quote, feel the vibration from the anti-lock brake system and wheel spins and variation in the braking resistance of each different car.
That's
all
cool.
Through the adaptive trigger. So like you probably, this is probably the closest you can get besides, you know, getting a whole, you know, driving setup mm-hmm. where you can feel the car with your, triggers. That's amazing. Right. And of course, you got the haptic feedback, and then it says here you can, you know, feel like the bumps from the tarmac to the grooves of the turning point or some sort. So mm-hmm. basically, you feel the road much more. And if you have the 3D audio headset, it says here you can sense the position of other cars and drivers on the road with unparalleled clarity through the PS5 console 3D audio. So it's like you put the headset on mm-hmm. and you drive, you're gonna hear things. And if this ever goes into the VR, imagine doing this in the new VR as well. It's like, oh my God.
I'm sure because they did a VR before for PS4, so I'm sure they'll do one here. But it says that you can get the 3D audio with just stereo headphones.
Oh, there you go.
Or USB.
There you go.
You don't have to have the fancy PlayStation ones.
So if you don't have it, then there you're going to you're not losing out on anything.
Yeah.
But if you are thinking about it, think about it and you have nothing to play, it might be going to go look at screenshots, videos. Mm-hmm. The game looks gorgeous. Obviously, be aware if you're trying to expect a 4K quality, you gotta have 4K TV or monitor. Just FYI on that.
Of course.
So don't expect, you know, to anything different. So that's it so far. I'll talk probably more about it once I get my hands on it, since it's coming out on the 4th, so 2 days from now. And I'm just excited and I can't wait to jump in. I know, Ben, you said you're not kind of gonna dive into it right away.
Well,
you might hold off.
Yeah, I might hold off. I'm thinking if it comes out on, maybe they've got 20% off or something, maybe I'll pick it up then if I'm in a racing mood. Right now, I'm just not in that ready to jump into racing. I like the Gran Turismo franchise. I've played it on PS3. I've played it on PS1. I would definitely think about picking it up. I don't know if I'm a day one guy.
I can see that. I can see that, especially with all the games you're playing right now. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which that puts us into another good segue into Horizon Forbidden West. And that's mainly one reason why I'm picking up the game, is because I've been playing a lot of Horizon, a lot. The game is awesome, beautiful. I love it. I get burnt out a little bit because that's what I'm playing right now. So I need to step back a little bit and play a different game. But that game, that game is really good. I know I said it last time here. I got to level 29. I'm going to stop right there and give the mic to you, Ben. How far have you gone to so far? Because I don't want to spoil too much.
I think I'm like, oh yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm like level 12 or something like that. So what I've been doing is I've kind of, like I was saying last week, I stuck around Chainscrape. And so I was doing some of the side quests and the battle pit, the hunting grounds, those signals. So I had one of those signals for that thief girl, and you were like telling me, oh, wait, it'll come into play later. I finally found her in Chainscrape. I finally talked to her.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, my dad and I want to get these lenses. They're really valuable, but the people around here don't think they are. They're just going to tear these towers down. Mm-hmm. Get them. Would you get them for us or whatever? And Aloy's kind of annoyed because she's like, well, you're just stealing. And I'm like, calm down, Aloy. It's fine.
I know, right?
It's just a little trinket thing. So I like doing those ones. They were fun because you could climb up that tower really tall and it just get used to the climbing mechanic. Use the umbrella. I don't know the terms for a lot of this stuff. Where you hold down square and she floats down.
The glide thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I used that off the top of the tower. That was fun. And so then I just went around and I collected them all on the map. I just went to the locations and then I turned them all in at once. And they didn't give you very many shards for it. I think I got like 25 each or something like that.
It's not much. It really is not
much. I thought it would be more worth it, you know, but it really wasn't. But it was fun to just do a quest and turn it in anyway. So
But I think, though, with those lenses, I think if you collect all of them, because I'm down to one more, I gotta find one more. I know exactly where it's at, but I can't because it keeps sending my tool. I don't have the tool to get there.
There must be more then.
Yeah, because I think the total of six. And I wonder what happens when you hand all six to the person if you get a big reward at the end.
Oh, no, I don't think I did. I turned all six in.
I made you sure did? That
Yeah.
How did you get past that tower? And the it says you cannot pass the passage. Or did you have to go through that passage?
I don't think you had to go through any particular passage. You had to climb up a lot of the towers.
Oh, well, I'm so going to have to you jump were back trying to go another.
Yeah, you might need to go back to Chain Scrape and check that out. Because you might have been going a different way or something. Or like a way. One of them was really kind of difficult. Because when I would pin it on the map and then I'd go back out and run around, it looked like I had to go into the mountain. Like I would get up close to it and I would only be like 15 paces from the icon. And I'd be like, there's nothing here. And so I kind of had to find a way to just keep hitting R3 and scanning and doing the pulse. And eventually I found like yellow bars and I was like, okay, I'm going to climb up here. And I just kept climbing and climbing and climbing. And I kept kind of laterally climbing a lot. Like I would climb up and then get on a plateau. And then climb some more. And I got all the way up to the top. I don't know. So I don't know how to explain it better than that.
I'll have to come back to it because that's a good thing to talk about also. Is in this game, you cannot just, you know, go in one spot, clear it, and say, okay, I'm done. I'm never coming back here. They make you come back because there's always this little tool. And we talked about it briefly in the last episode, but we talked about how it says on the map, you're missing, you know, tool missing needed or something. And it can give you a reward. That's why I thought with the lenses, one of the lenses in around Chainscape, it has below the tower, it has a passage blocking thing, says missing tool. Yeah. I thought I need to come back when I have the tool to get the last lens, but you're saying that's not necessarily true. No, so now
That cave area, I think I know what you're talking about because I think it was like some sort of algae or something like that on the wall.
I think maybe. So. Right.
And it was like, I walked up to it and she's like, I can't do anything with it. I got to leave that alone for now. And she says it out loud.
Yeah.
But I was able to get up to the top of the tower next to it. So maybe you just looked at it on the map and thought that thing says no. So I can't go to anything over here. But that's not the case. It was like almost like it was a door that was blocking a pathway behind that or something.
So. Well, there you go, folks. Lesson learned. Just because it says you can go, the two icons next to each other, doesn't mean you can you get blocked. So if you did like me, go back and pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. But there are other things like the hunting grounds where like I don't have everything unlocked in my – or I'm sorry, the battle pit area. I don't have certain things unlocked in my skill tree.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to do those battle challenges yet. So I did everything that I could. I defeated the pit master, but I still over on the training side had a bunch of the trainings that were locked. So I'll have to come back and do those.
Pro tip for you, actually, you don't have to come back because the other pit masters will have the same training. So don't worry about coming back. As long as you defeat the pit master, that's the most important part. You can do the training in the other ones because it happened to me too with some of the moves
that's
I
good.
Could do.
That's good to know. So I don't have to keep, you know, going back and forth. That's good. Mm-hmm. The hunting grounds, I cleared all of those. The third one was kind of difficult. You had to make these logs like drop on top of machines' heads.
And
it's hard to get them to stay in position and not get seen. And then they all try to rush you.
Yep. Just, get those trip wires, what I used, the electric to stun them. So I had to do a lot of time. Like, come here. And then they get stunned. And bam.
I kept screwing it up. So I had to keep retrying and retrying. And then I started to run out of ammo for the resources for the tripwire, and I was like,
are you like me where you try and get like the top mark, like top score? Because that's what I do every time with those hunting. Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I do. Because even though I finished like a second ascent, I'm like, no, I want to do the maximum.
I did that. I beat it on silver, and then I was like, no, I want to get the gold. So, and I got gold on all three. Back in the Horizon Zero Dawn days, I did not do that. I didn't. I did not like the hunting grounds, but this one I was like, I'm gonna try it because it's new. Maybe they refined it, and I felt like they did at least for Chainscrape. It was a lot more fun. Mm-hmm.
It's more fun, and it's not very reliant on tools now. Like as you do other ones, which I run into, they also test like your stealth. Like there's one thing where you have to kill like two enemies in stealth mode or something like that in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So it gets better and better. And that's one thing I like about this game a lot. In the old game, whenever you pick up a new weapon, new type of weapon, you always had this annoying quest that came up and say, hey, you know, you got to go train this weapon. Like, as in, like, yeah. Go kill two enemies. I'm like, I'm not going to go and do that right now. I'm in the middle of a mission. Like, I know how to play. So
yeah, I didn't care for that either because it was just like, yeah, I'd have to. They just stacked up in my menu. And I was like, oh, I'll do that tutorial later. I'll do those later. And then I never wanted to because I was like, no, I want to do something, you know, more fun. And then you turn on the tutorial and you'd have to go find the area where the animals or the machines are.
It was just too clunky. It was too clunky. And what was annoying is if you did like a main mission and you had that weapon equipped, it wouldn't count towards the tutorial unless you had the tutorial quest highlighted active. Yeah. And I thought that was really last gen thinking. It's like, man, really? Like, I just killed like 10 people with a weapon. It didn't count.
Exactly.
But this game, they don't have that. They remove from the equation. I'm glad. Now you pick up weapons. They give you like a little bit of a pop-up. It's like, hey, here's what this weapon does. Da, 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 da. And then you go around your business. One thing I will say about this game is there's a lot of weapons, which gets overwhelming sometimes for me. Like, I have a lot of weapons. I can only equip so many times. So it's almost like you have to prepare for battle. And then be like, okay, I need this weapon and this because I'm fighting this creature and that. A lot of tactics, which is great. It's not like a, you know, just go in, slash and dice. They make you think about it. But it's like, man, I got a lot of weapons to upgrade now and gear and...
Yeah, I started to notice that too. And like there's, you know, a hunter's bow with acid. And then there's a fire hunter's. And then there's a ice hunter's bow. And so now you've got... And when you look in your menu, you've got slot. I noticed that. I saw there was like four slots for that same weapon. So they're letting you have a ton of weapons, and then you have to keep changing your weapon wheel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that. Even though I'm not that far, I was like, oh, I see what's coming.
And here's a quick pro tip for you. Don't waste your money on too much weapons because you get given good weapons with rewards, I noticed, for quests.
Yeah.
Don't do what I did.
I haven't really bought a whole lot of them. I've spent a lot of time on the upgrading the weapons. And I was like, maybe I should be doing this because these are greens. But, you know, I don't know. I'd rather have a level 3 of all the weapons I have right now.
Yep.
And then smart. I'll get nice ones later, you know.
The biggest thing, I did the same. I maxed out my green weapons when I was using because I had to. And then the blue ones, when I got, I did like maybe two levels only. And I stopped because it required a lot of resources. Hmm. And now that I have the purple weapons, that's where I'm putting most of my resources into. Because purple is the maximum, I believe, you can get into the game. So, there you go.
Yeah. You have to find more rare items, too, for that third level. Like rare things like skins and bones and stuff that don't drop as much. Mm-hmm. So...
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's smart to save that for your purple red.
But I took your advice and I've been doing like the job, like just take all the jobs, create. So now they're all over my map. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go there, pick up some owl skin or whatever, and there I'm like, this is perfect. So
and you know, as long as you're kind of doing it casually while you're doing missions, you can go in there and be like, oh, I found a couple things, and I think there's a sound effect too that will ching and make a noise.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Then you know, oh, I got another thing for my jobs. Mm-hmm. Let me go check my jobs. So, yeah. Let me think.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I run into here. The biggest thing I like about the game, I know we went over 3 minutes, but it's a huge game to talk about, and we'll come back and do like a part 3, 4, 5, 6, who knows. But they have a lot of side activities. Like I was telling you before we start recording, the game is... If you do the main story, I'm sure it's still long, but I've been doing a lot of side stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of side. I mean, there's a hunting grounds, like you said. There is the upgrading your equipment if you want to. There is the exploring ruins. There is those lenses you talked about. And among other things, you find out that you have to do to collect stuff that gives you rewards and stuff. And there's one thing I'm not going to say here because you have not gone that far yet. And I'm sure most listeners haven't gone that far too as well. But it gets more in depth as far as like, yes, hi cat. the cat's saying hi. It gets more in depth as far as like more side stuff to do in a good way. Like if you paid full price for this game, like down, you're getting your money's worth. That's all I'm saying.
Saying. That's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some, I like some of the other ones, like side quest with Olvind, that guy that's in the chain scrape, and everybody kicks him back to Meridian. Like, there's still little story things in there, like like in Horizon Zero Dawn. There's little story ones in the side quests. I like some of that stuff. Just kind of fills out the world a little bit. And I like that about this game.
And those ones are the ones that gives you weapons sometimes, or gear, or face paintings, because you can, you know, you can face paint in the game as well as you get to it. Dyes for your outfit as well. So it's definitely encouraged to do so. And it's a good backstory. You start to know a lot of the characters more, and it's really good. They did a whole heck of a job. So
I think one thing that we need to talk about next is the Valor Surges and the cinematic that goes with that, where she puts the face paint on and all those different power ups and stuff.
Yeah,
because I've gotten two or three of them now, and that's really where my focus is. Is I'm like, I love these Valor Surges. I think they're so fun and they're so cool when she turns when you activate them, and
she does her paint thing, and then she's like, "Let's go, let's do this." Like, okay,
yeah, it's very Power Rangers, which that's core to my being right there.
No, I agree with you. We'll talk about it next time for sure. Yeah, like I said, there's more to talk about as we keep playing. I'm sure we'll come back and talk. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
So everybody, send us your emails. Let us know what you think about all these games, announcements, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And go find our Facebook page. Follow that. Leave us a review on iTunes. That'll help us out. And... check out my Twitter. That should be everything. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a good one, folks.